Greetings. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 19th of June, Friday, 2026. Christ said in Luke 21:25, there would be perplexities. And he used that word perplexities one time in his ministry. I'm going to cover that today, and I'll explain the deep meaning of what Christ stated would happen in the final years before he returns the second time. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Two sections, the Present Truth section, This Present Truth section, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry section. You can contact me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. With what is happening presently in Ukraine with Russia, NATO threatening to continue the conflict, NATO's at war with Russia, the EU, European Union, is at war with Russia. In the Middle East, Israel continuing to remove terrorist strongholds in Lebanon and in Gaza. The Iran situation, Trump is bringing an intermission to the conflict. It's going to be tough, but he's going to do it. Israel is going to resist it, but there is going to be an intermission. But I'm going to read what Luke has to say. This is the Amplified Bible, and it's for the Christian people listening to the program. But really, for you who don't believe in God, don't believe the Bible is a document written by the prophets of God and is accurate and is eternal, without flaw. I'm going to read, well, for you who don't believe that, well, it is proven that through archaeological finds, through history, documentation, undeniable that the Bible is the Word of God. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Christ said that in the years prior to his return, here's what he stated. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars. And upon the earth, there will be distress. There will be trouble, anguish of the nations in bewilderment and perplexity. Perplexity without resources, left wanting, embarrassed, in doubt, not knowing which way to turn, and at the roaring and the echo of the tossing of the seas. Now, the seas implies two things. Yes, the oceans. Here a week ago, we had great swells off of the California coast. A young girl died, got swept out to sea. These were kind of unnatural. Once it occurs occasionally, The sea's roaring, meaning that the actual oceans, the waves as they come to shore, are actually screaming. They're announcing that they are on the way to destroy whatever is possible. They're roaring, screaming, they're noisy. Another interpretation, but also with the natural world, there will be things happening in just the atmosphere. There will be things happening that I'll try to give you the best example as I can. There will be, when Christ was on a ship one evening, he was down below the boat resting. It was night. The sea was roaring, and the boat was ready to be swamped. Well, it was actually demonic forces that were whipping up the winds and the waters. And the disciples feared for their lives. Another additional insight into the waves roaring, crashing, is that the demonic forces in the invisible world causing unnatural events occurring in the political world, in the religious world, in societies. Perplexity meaning conundrums, meaning no answer. There's no solution. Everything that is occurring, mankind would, in times past, diplomatically work out the conflicts, diplomatically work out conflict. But it's not, it's very difficult now. It's very difficult with Vladimir Putin trying to work out some type of an agreement with the Ukraine. It is difficult for the NATO countries and Russia to bring about some type of an agreement. The EU, there is a relentless push to destroy Russia. The nations will not destroy Russia. God will punish Russia in the near future. With Iran, Iran will not cease. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard, they will not cease their campaign to destroy Israel, to fund the terrorist groups in the Middle East. Iran will not cease causing disruption in the Middle East with the nations in the region. It's not going to happen. It's going to take the fulfillment of prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38, where God finally brings about the punishment of Iran, and he will completely. Waves, the sea meaning the nations are like the sea. There's always up and down, regime change, conflicts. When was the last time you heard of total peace in Africa? When there wasn't some conflict with Islam and the societies, with the religions in Africa? Presently, The sunspots causing solar flares, stars and the planets aligning. We're interested in the moon once again. We just had our blood moon here in early June. There are signs occurring in the heavens. Now, for the people that are in the occult, the people that watch the stars, the stargazers, they are fully aware of activity in the heaven, in the spiritual world. That is the realm they basically study daily. Horoscope, new moons, star alignments, planet alignment, solar flares. Where is the world going to turn? Which way do you turn? Presently, with the conflict in Iran, and even before, with the upheaval, the roaring of the political sea in this country, in America, what is the answer? You have two parties. You have three parties, really. You have the Democratic, you have the Republican Party divided. Republican loyalists and Rhino Republicans, the Democratic Party, in that party, you basically have a united bloc of voters that they're hell-bent on their agenda, and presently they are like a bear caught in a room, and their only way out is to go through the conservative, the good people of this country. That's the only way out, to go right through and destroy the Constitution, destroy legal voting, destroy, just bring upheaval politically, to basically engage in conflict openly and let the chips fall where they will. This is exactly what Christ said, the world we would be in. Distress, trouble, anguish, no answers, no solutions. In the 70s, 80s, 90s, turn of the century, we did have a way to get out of a mess. Russia had the way to get out of Afghanistan. We were able to get out of the Middle East with the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan. There was an end to the Vietnam War. There were solutions. There were answers. The reason I present this is Isaiah, I think it's in Isaiah 25, he stated that there would be all through time, there would be a veil on the eyes of mankind, a blindness, and there would be a covering over the heads of mankind, over their minds. The covering would, you might say, bring about a darkness, a shadow, a fog, so that mankind would not see perfectly. The veil had to be over their minds to think, to reason, to be able to use the intellect to figure things out. Then with the eyes, there'd be a veil. You see what you want to see. You don't see what's in front of you. You think you're seeing clearly. clear seas ahead, but your eyes are deceiving you. People presently are in this country and internationally, are at a place where it is very difficult to look ahead a year or 5 years. It's as if things are so unstable that it's hard to make a decision on whether you are going to go to grandma and grandpa's for Christmas or for Thanksgiving. That's too far out. Too many things can happen between now and then. Years ago, we would plan to visit family at Christmas, to drive 350 miles, no problem. It happened year after year after year. But then eventually things do change. We get older. The in-laws, the grandparents, they get older. And things change that way. But at least we could plan ahead a year, 2 years, 3 years. Not today. My wife and I, we live in Colorado. Tuesday, we took a trip up to Trail Ridge at through Estes Park, the Rocky Mountain National Forest. I take this trip all the time, 2-3 times a year during the summer, maybe early in the spring once the pass opens, and during the summer, and then maybe later in the early fall before they close the road. And the place is always packed. You're always waiting for somebody ahead of you that has got 15 cars behind them, hoping that they'll turn out, find a turnout and pull over. Or going down, same thing. You'll have, on the opposite end, you'll have people pushing you. You cannot go fast enough to get out of the park once you've seen, taken your photos, had something to eat. There's like they're pushing everybody in front of them. You're going down steep slopes, and you still can't go fast enough. Well, this time, I was a little, I don't know how to phrase it. I was mesmerized because of the low volume of tourists. I'm driving, or we are driving, with nobody ahead of us, nobody behind us, open road, going over Trail Ridge, over the top, down the other side, to the area where the Poudre River begins, where you have the Continental Divide, everything in this one spot, everything that goes, all the water at the Continental Divide, Milner Pass, everything goes west or east. If it goes west, it ends up in the Colorado River. If it goes east, it goes into the Poudre River. There was no traffic. There were no tourists. There were people pulled over at some of the lookout areas, but very few. I've never seen that before, ever, in all the years I've gone up. In early June, mid-June, here, what day was it? It was the 16th of June, and there's no traffic. There are no tourists. Generally, you have Asians, you have from Chinese, you have Japanese, you have people coming from all over the world. Then you have people from Texas, and they're coming from the East Coast, and they're coming from California. There weren't many come in on the ridge coming from out of state. This tells me something. People are not planning ahead. They're not making long-term plans. This is exactly what Christ said would occur. There would be so much upheaval in the countries, economically, politically, racially, problems in the families. Christ said that he would turn father against son, brother against brother, mother against daughter, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. There would be conflict in the families. There would be conflict with the races, Hispanic, black, Asian, white, all of the different ethnic groups. In Luke it says ethnic, ethnos, ethnos against ethnos, the ethnic groups at war with each other. There would be religious conflict. You have presently Islam. I believe it was a year and a half ago, I made on one of the programs, I stated, the people of Islam have made it known they are going out to conquer. They have begun once again to spread out internationally to conquer. The last area that is of greatest importance to the Muslim clerics is the United States of America. They already have conquered, for the most part, Europe. And now the European countries, the people of the countries, are fed up with it, because the women are not safe, children are not safe, Muslims who have been Muslims their whole lives are now being forced to rid themselves of their apostasy. And what I mean by that is now they have to pick up the torch and begin to push Islam. Before, they were just living, making a living, basically enjoying the freedoms of this country. But now they are being pushed by the clerics, by the imams, these rulers of the religion. They have to begin to engage. And the women are engaging, and the fathers, the elderly, they're not wanting to engage, but they're going to be forced to end their apostasy. They're not going to be able, all of Islam in this country, they're those that are not even, in a sense, necessarily at this point, jihadists, they're going to be. They're going to be forced to, you might say, like a magnet, all the iron filings are going to have to come back to Islam, because they know they don't have time. And right now, presently, the Chinese have begun a campaign for world domination. The Muslims, those that follow Islam, they're not going to be dominated by the Chinese. Presently in Japan, they have the Muslim people with those in Islam have been moving into Japan. They have been quietly doing what they do. They encroach slowly like a lion or a mountain lion hunting prey. Little by little, step by step, they try to remain unnoticed. Well, in Japan, they have noticed Tokyo. They have been spending 5 years getting permits to build mosques in Tokyo. And finally, the Japanese people are fed up, and they're passing laws now that no, they are not going to allow people into their country unless they can speak Japanese and unless they And if they're practice Islam, they're not going to be allowed in. They have all these rules. Japan is going to be Islamic, you might say, free of the immigrants. They're going to deport them. They've realized the Japanese are they love their culture. They don't want their culture to be destroyed. With the United States, it's too late. People don't want to hear this. It's too late. But that doesn't mean that these individuals are going to have, you might say, free pass. If you go up to the park, you have to have a pass. You have to pay. You don't get freebie. Well, so far, many that have come from Islamic countries have had freebies because of the Democrat Party. This is just the truth. The Democrat, the Obama administration, with the Carter administration, with the Clinton administration, and Bush, both of the Bushes, they have opened they have welcomed. I remember being in during the Obama administration, being in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have a friend, he's a doctor. He went to pay his electric bill, and he was standing in line behind some foreigners, and they went up to pay, and they said, "We don't have the money to pay." The lady says, "Well, we have a program for you. Just fill this out and bring it back," basically. And then the friend, he got up there to pay, and he said, "Listen," he said, "why don't they have to pay for their power? I have to. Why don't they?" He said, "Well, because they're guests of the president. They're guests of Barack Obama." Well, for the Democrats that have socialist tendencies, fascist tendencies, communist tendencies, you don't know the bewilderment, you don't know the anguish, you don't know the distress and the trouble that you are going to experience. All of you voters that have been Democrats voting for these programs, you're going to the whole country, not just the Republicans, not just the conservatives, not just the Christian people, but all the voters. You see, the leaders that those in the positions politically that are Democrat, like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, that group, that whole cabal up at the top, you have voted for them. You have worshiped them, idolized them. You have assisted them in every way possible through your vote, and many have worked in campaigns in many different ways to further that cause. But you didn't realize that cause that you were supporting, you were helping to bring into this country, is the very thing that is going to take your wealth, take your health, and eventually leave you in poverty. It's too late. You, many will wake up. Many of the Democratic voters that are presently waking up since Trump has come to into this new administration, since he's been placed again as president, There are many in the Democratic, those who are Democratic voters, that all of a sudden have realized that these policies actually are better than the policies of Schumer and all of these people, past, present, and probably those to come. It's too late. The Lord said in Luke 21, verse 25, there would come a time when the whole earth would suffer perplexities. No solutions, no answers. You have a problem? Those who have looked to the government, which is basically socialism, those who believe that the government is there for them socially, to assist them financially, with health care, with all of these government programs, it's too late. You have changed the country. You have taken the, and you're not done yet. The Democrats are not done yet. What is happening presently in this country with the present administration, these people that have given direction to the Democratic Party, that are idolized at the top, they have betrayed the Democrat voters. They have betrayed them. You've been betrayed, just like what occurred in Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution. You've been betrayed, just like what happened with Mao Zedong. You've been betrayed. There's no getting out of what is coming. Not all of the Democrats, those that have sold their soul and will sell their soul totally, completely. This type of thinking with people that love the government, that are socialists, that are communists, that eventually want the government to own everything, you will be forced into a system where you can't buy and you can't sell unless you receive a mark, a name, worship an image, take a name, and you are prepared. You have been conditioned. There's no hope for you. Some of you, yes. But most, no. Most of you are conditioned. And when you see this new cashless society come in, and when you have this mark of the beast system take place, you will embrace it. And it means for you, it means endless hardship through the rest of your life and then eternally. God has warned mankind through His Son. And Christ gave John the Apostle a vision that was recorded called the Book of Revelation. And this Book of Revelation, everything is in there. It's like having, like a farmer that has massive water, land, fertilizer, everything to grow, and the perfect, like the San Fernando Valley in California. You can grow any kind of apple, peach, apricot, walnut, pecan, all the trees. You can have strawberries in the home of the Jolly Green Giant. You can have Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. Your field is so perfect. You can grow anything you want. That is what the Book of Revelation is like. It is like the San Fernando Valley. Nothing that will happen at the end of the world, the time in which we live, is going to be hidden from us. Nothing is going to be hidden. There's going to be technology that is so advanced that fire will come out of heaven hotter than the sun. The technology is laser, but not just laser. The ability to, let's say you want to take Mount St. Helen. It blew its top back in the early 80s. They can use this, what is his name? Tesla. Nikola Tesla. Use his technology to stir up the lava field underneath that mountain and cause it to erupt again. Or they can trigger Yellowstone Park. They have the technology to cause earthquakes. This is the technology that is mentioned in the book of Revelation 13. In Revelation chapter 6, it talks about plagues, talks about diseases, pestilence, animals. The animals will actually, they will no longer fear mankind. And mankind, being the lover of the environment rather than the lover of God, will do what has been happening in Colorado, bringing back the wolves. They're thinking about eliminating fishing and hunting. This is insanity. The harshest enemy of mankind is nature. Nature. You can't, the farmers every year having to fight weeds. It's a curse. In the book of Revelation, the Lord is letting the whole world know that we're in Luke chapter 21, verse 25. The time now, the perplexities are just beginning. There's no solution for what's coming. There's no answer. There's no solving future problems. There's no solving this matter of racial hatred in this country. There's no solving the anti-Semitism that is oozing out of the media, out of the podcast platforms, out of the government. And one of the signs of the end is the hatred of Israel. People have stated that, you know, the Gaza conflict, it's in the Bible, Psalm 83. That is the Gaza conflict. It's a regional war. Israel is not going to stop. People are demanding, our government, Trump and the administration are demanding Netanyahu cease operations in Lebanon, attacks against Hezbollah. Asaph, the prophet, David's musician, stated that it will not stop. The Gaza war is completed, is finished, when two things happen. The destruction of Damascus, and when Israel moves and controls the area of present-day Jordan. That is part of Israel's inheritance. That whole land, that real estate, I use the term real estate, people can understand that. All those acres when Israel controls Gaza, I'm sorry, when not only Gaza, when Israel has finished the conflict that's coming in the nation of Jordan and the destruction of the old city, Damascus, then the fulfillment of Psalm 83 is for the most part complete. What will continue is the genocide against Israel and the plan of the nations for ethnic cleansing. That plan will continue until Christ returns. But Netanyahu, he is mandated by the prophets of Israel to engage in that conflict until the nation of Jordan becomes the real estate of Israel and the city of Damascus is annihilated. When that is finished, when that war is completed and it's coming to an end, there's only half of the prophecy fulfilled presently. But once Israel controls Jordan and Damascus has been destroyed by fire, then Benjamin Netanyahu, at that point, I think he can retire as prime minister. Not until then. Donald Trump and his administration may try to pressure Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu to cease the campaign in Lebanon, because Iran says if you don't stop Israel from taking out the jihadist terrorists in Lebanon, then we're not going to have a deal. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Whether the IRGC, the Iranian Revolution, or the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, whether they want it or not, whether the leaders in Pakistan or the other nations that are involved, even the real individuals that are the leaders of Iran presently, whether they like it or not, Israel is going to continue to the operations in the region. And they're going to have, there will be an intermission. There's going to be an intermission. I'll give you some more insight with Iran. Iran is being taken to the cleaners. Trump has basically is in control of their budget. And the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, they don't want to have to be, they don't want to be flexible in this. They're going to be forced, because God, through his prophets, already spoke that Iran will begin to allow this intermission to occur. Iran, right now, because of the hardship they are facing and will continue to face, they're going to start using Morse code to send out an SOS. They're already sending out an SOS to the Islamic armies in that vast area outside of Israel. They're sending an SOS to Islamic armies in Turkey, up as far as Russia, and in the region sandwiched in between Russia and Iran, Armenia, Azerbaijan. Also, I suspect that SOS is going to be heard with the armies in Ukraine. The SOS is also being sent to Libya and to Ethiopia with part of the terrorist groups out of Somalia, and also some terrorist groups, individuals out of some of the Islamic community throughout Africa. So Iran doesn't want to, but they're going to have to be, they're being forced to send out an SOS. And you're going to see that this, people I listened to for years are mocking Trump, saying that he's never going to bring about this. This is going to be an endless war. He's never going to end it. America is going to be involved for the next, 100 years. No. This conflict is going to end abruptly. Once Russia, Turkey, other nations to the north, other Islamic armies to the north, decide that they're definitely going to work with each other, doesn't matter which branch of Islam, which terrorist, extreme terrorist group, jihadist group of Islam they're part of, whether it be ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas, all the other, the other 47, Heinz 57 groups, they all want their own mullah, their own imam, their own leader, and those in this North Africa, they'll eventually say, you bet, we will work with any of our Muslim brothers, Shia or Sunni, doesn't matter. As long as we can get the victory over the people of God, the family of God, the Jewish people. And with that, they will agree. Okay, where are we going to attack Israel? Well, what we'll do is let's gather in present-day Jordan, in the countryside, so all of the Jewish people in the whole nation, from Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, all that whole country, they can see the armies amassed on the other side of the Jordan River. When they see us there, they will be willing to just basically give up. They'll realize they don't have a way to continue without surrendering. And then they will be exactly where God stated through his prophet Ezekiel. They will be exactly where God wants them. All the Islamic forces from Turkey, again, these areas. And who is to protect them from the United States? I repeat this repeatedly. It is too important to ignore. It's going to be over. This war is going to end. The Gaza war is going to end. Or the Psalm 83 war will end. Ezekiel 38 will end. Ezekiel 39 is the destruction of Russia as a country. It will come to pass. Most likely next year. I say next year, 2027, at the end of the summer. In between then and now, Donald Trump, this great individual that understands how to make this country great, he has influenced the nations of the world. The nations of the world now, they want to be free from the jackbooted thugs that rule their countries. And most of these jackbooted thugs are just that. It's the Nazi element that never did cease to exist. It is the Fourth Reich still, that still, even after World War II, they didn't do away with the Reich. They didn't do away with the Aryan religion. It moved into Ukraine. It moved, it jumped the ocean to the United States of America. The Third Reich became the American Reich in Washington, D.C. The Reich is plagued throughout all the cities of this country. And the American people have no clue. Trump does. Trump understands it. And this is what he's trying to save the American people from. But too bad. Many of the initial Trump supporters, because they don't see the great view, they have a great view, they have a view, but they don't have a total view. They think they do, but they don't. No one can have a total view unless you read the prophets of God. In the Old Testament, Christ's teachings, in the New Testament, and the teachings of the apostles in the New Testament. With that view, you will know the world. Psalm 83, Asaph, the minister, the music minister of King David, had a prophetic ministry. And he wrote Psalm 83. Isaiah stated that in Isaiah 17, there will come a time when Damascus will be destroyed. And there will come a time when the nation of Israel, after Damascus is destroyed, Israel will be punished by the Lord. Presently, what is happening in Israel is, I believe, the rabbis have been watching and waiting through their writings, because they know at some point Israel will have the kingdom established on the earth. And I believe they now have been presenting this thinking to the Knesset, to the leaders, political leaders like Netanyahu, that Israel is going to be, they believe, put in a position at some point to be able to influence the greatest nation of the world, which would be, what nation would that be? Absolutely, that it would, they would be so powerful, they would influence the United States of America to help them bring in and establish a Jewish kingdom. No, that will never happen. But if you don't understand what the prophets of Israel state, then you will believe that Israel controls Trump, Israel controls the United States through the people in political office, and that eventually that Israel will get the United States to slip into the trap of Armageddon. No, that is not what the prophets say. The prophets say that eventually Israel, in Isaiah chapter 28, is going to make a big mistake. They're going to make an agreement with a great empire at the end of the world. And basically, it's a wedding document where Israel, rather than trusting their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they will make an agreement with a foreign nation. And basically, it is a marriage to that effect. But in Isaiah 28, God says, but I will annul your agreement. Because God has a bride, God has a people that are His. He will annul any plan that the Jewish people have to put their trust in a great end time empire. This is what the prophets of Israel say. So, no, Israel will not. Benjamin Netanyahu, I believe he's been led to believe that he's going to help to bring in the kingdom to Israel. No, he's there to finish the Psalm 83 war. I think when that war is finished, I think Benjamin Netanyahu, his political time as service to the nation of Israel will be complete. It will be finished. It will be done, completed, ended. Trump has an end too as a president. Somehow in this next year, this cabal of devil worshipers in this country that are Nazi, that are Aryan, that are tied into secret societies, they will be given permission to overthrow Donald Trump. They'll be given permission to destroy the Constitution of this country. Tell your friends, thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. The American people want to know the truth. They don't want to be deceived by the lies of many of the people that have been very active in the Patriot movement that now have clouded vision, a view that is absolutely, it's a blindness. Tell your friends, tell your family. I'm telling you what the scripture says. The times that we're in are not going to get any better. We're in for a tough, tough time, American people. Democrats who have helped build this monster, you will repent, because the only one that's going to help you is Jesus himself. Jesus, the very God, the Yeshua to you Jewish people that have been helping to build this monster, this Frankenstein of a political system. You Jewish people, you're going to have to repent and ask Yeshua, your Savior, Yeshua, your God, for help to get you out of this. Jewish people, get out of this country. Get out of this country. This is worse than Nazi Germany, 1938. Get out of America. Jewish people, if you have friends that are Jewish, tell them. They won't believe you. Then give them the website, thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'll tell you the truth. It's my ministry. It's what I do. Israel is never going to be wiped off the face of the earth. The Jewish people are going to be protected according to Christ in Revelation chapter 7. There will be the pure lineages of all of the 12 children of Jacob. The one child that will be eliminated is the child of Dan, who caused the children of Israel to worship other gods, other demons, other fallen angels, and Lucifer himself, Henry Kissinger, George Soros, these type of men, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, these families, these powerful families, they know there's going to be a kingdom established, and they want to be the ones to rule over that coming established kingdom that will be ruled over, that will rule over the earth from where? Jerusalem. How do they know that? Because they study the Bible. They study the Bible. I'm going to continue. But for now, I have to close. ThisPresentTruth.com. On the website, you have two options. This Present Truth programs, the Olive Tree and Lampstand ministry programs. Both are absolutely fantastic. You contact me by mail, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I have to close for now. But may Yeshua, the God of the Jews, the King of the Jews, open your eyes. Jesus Christ bless you. Bye.